Last night, my son sent me a video that explained to me a Gemara that's been bothering me for a very long time. So it's one of my favorite Gemaras. I quote this Gemara all the time, but there's something about this Gemara that that bothers me a little, that I didn't understand a little bit. This Gemara is actually on a sign right over my desk in the office here. Because the guys I learned with in the morning, so they wanted to give me a gift last year, so they made this like nice wooden engraved image with this Gemara on it. If you're ever in my office, you see the Gemara. What's the Gemara? Last year we were learning Gittin, so I learned Gittin with this Chabura. I think this Gemara also shows up in Sanhedrin, Gittin a few places. The Gemara says as follows. It's a Braisa. Gittin Lamed Vav Mebeis. I think it's Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Hane'elavim ve'enon olvin, shomen cherpasan ve'enon mishivin, osin me'avo smechen bi'isurin, aleim ha'kosev omer ve'ohavav kitzeis ha'shemesh begvuraso. Now I'll say it slowly. Hane'elavim ve'enon olvin, those people who when they get embarrassed, they don't embarrass back. Shomen cherpasan ve'enon mishivin, people who hear people hear people making fun of them, and they don't respond. Osim me'ava usmechen biyisurin. They serve Hashem out of love, and they rejoice in yisurin. They rejoice when Hashem makes life miserable for them. Aleihem akosav omer, about them the Torah says, v'ohavav, those that love God, kitzeis Hashemish begvuraso, are like the shining sun in the middle of the day when the sun is shining at its brightest. So says the Bryce. Now, so one of the reasons why this is one of my most favorite Gemaras is it addresses a theme, it addresses a Midah that I think is very, very important for a Jew to have. And that is that people who, when you hear somebody make fun of you, or you hear somebody put you down, or you hear somebody say something negative about you, this Shabbos we're going to be reading Tazria and Mitzorah about Tzaras, various places in the Torah where people get tzaras for people speaking negatively about other people. So one of the things, aside from the speaking negative, is how do you react when somebody speaks negative about you? How do you react? And there's different ways that people speak negatively about you. Either they're going to speak negatively about you, they're going to make fun of you, or they're going to give you mussar. They're going to tell you X is Y about you, Y is Y about you, this is bad about you. The Braisa really, I think, refers to both. Hane'elavim ve'enon olvin. Right? This is a tremendous midah. Most people, when somebody lashes out at you to make fun of you, so you feel really badly, and usually you're going to lash back and make fun of the guy back. Or you're going to just feel very badly about yourself. But the Torah, the Gemara, seems to be requiring of us that a big midah, a tremendous madrega, a big madrega is hane'elavim ve'enon olvin. That somehow you can get made fun of, but you don't make fun of back. Shomen cherpasan ve'enem mishivin. You hear your cherpa, you hear your embarrassment, and you don't respond. How does a person develop the midah that when somebody makes fun of you, you don't respond, and it doesn't bother you? How does a person develop the midah that when somebody makes fun of you, somebody puts you down, it doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you. You don't get upset about it. So I think that's a little bit what the Bryce is coming to say. What are the three lines of the Braisa? Hane'elavim ve'enon olvin. Shomen cherpasan ve'enem mishivin. Osim me'avo smechen biyisurin. That's the thing that bothered me all the time. Is osim me'avo smechen biyisurin. What does it mean that, what's the connection between that? You serve Hashem out of love and you love yisurin. You love affliction. What does that have to do with the first two parts? Hane'elavim ve'enon olvin. Osim me'avo. So I'm going to explain what the video was, how the video connected the dots for me, this video that my son sent me last night. I'll explain that in a minute, but osin me'ava smechem yisur. Someone who serves Hashem out of Ava, someone who has a loving, positive, joyous relationship with Hashem, so whatever anybody else says about him doesn't bother him. Like, I think a person's attitude should be, if somebody makes fun of you, somebody puts you down, you should feel bad for the person. Feel sorry for the person. That this person, to put himself up, has to put you down? Isn't that so sad that in order for somebody else to put himself up, he needs to put you down? If you have your own self-confidence in your own relationship with Hashem, if you're, I always say, you know, a person has to know in life, you work for only one boss. Okay, your wife, that's one boss, but that's one boss. But aside from your wife, you only work for one other boss, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You work for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're supposed to spend every moment of your day knowing I'm serving Hashem. When I'm in college, I'm working for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I'm eating, I'm serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. I make a bracha rishon, a bracha achron. I do whatever I do. That's my boss. That somebody else is going to make fun of you, that somebody else is going to put you down, why should that bother you? If you know you work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only person who should bother you what he thinks of you is what the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks of you. That's the only thing that needs to bother a person. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam think of you? What this nachshleper who felt the need to put you down, that bothers you, what he thinks of you, that he made fun of you? Why should it bother you? That's what the price is saying. The Ohavav, if you're somebody who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has a close, loving relationship, so what do you care? So you don't care. So if you have a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so somebody else is going to bother you when a guy puts you down, when a guy says you're nothing, a person who has his own self-confidence, it doesn't bother him when other people put him down. A person who has his own, who knows what he is, so it shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't bother you. You should feel sorry for a person like that. You should feel sorry. A person needs to go around making fun of people, needs to go around putting other people down. You feel sorry for such a person. Now that's one piece. So one piece is where people put you down. So the Gemara teaches us when somebody puts you down, you're supposed to just not react. You're supposed to not hanelavim ve'inan olvin shomer chapasim ve'inan mishivin. So you're not supposed to react. And then there's, I think I've spoken about this before, the other little piece of it is about what about when somebody accuses you of doing something wrong? It's not quite the same thing. It could be that that's what the two cases are. Hane'elavim ve'inan olvin, shomen cherpasan ve'inan mishivin. So it could be one refers to where somebody accuses you of doing something wrong. So I've quoted this before, the Chovas Halvavas writes, right? If a person accuses you of something you're doing wrong, so you're supposed to know how to accept it. You're supposed to know how to take it. Not only if you actually did the thing wrong, when of course you're supposed to take it, but if you didn't do the thing wrong, so Chovas Halvavas says if someone accuses you of doing something wrong and you didn't actually do it wrong, Chovas Halvavas says that the reaction has to be, if you only knew what I really did. You're not supposed to get upset at the guy, how come you said this about me? If you only knew what I really did. Because if someone's telling you you did something wrong, you're supposed to take a lesson from that. So what's the video that my son sent me last night? So my son sent me this video, and apparently there's a girl, Nebuch, who has a certain illness, and this girl's illness is that she can't develop any fat on her. The skin, the body can't grow. She can't develop. So she's all bones. She can't develop. It's mamish, a terrible thing. So she looks, she's extremely like bony. She looks, you know, different because she's very, very bony. Apparently somebody got a hold of a picture of this girl. I want to be done lekavskos that whoever got a hold of the picture did not know that it was an illness that she had. But they just saw this like very, very quote unquote ugly looking girl. And they voted, he spread around this like picture of this girl on the internet. They're going to take a vote. This girl was the ugliest girl in the world. The ugliest girl on the internet. So this girl, it was an eight second video clip of this girl when she was 11 years old. I think now I don't know how old she is now. I couldn't tell. She was speaking. Maybe she was 19, 20 years old. So this girl, when she was, I guess, 15, 16 years old, was running around on the internet. She was just like surfing. She was listening to music. And all of a sudden, she came to this video of herself, this 8-second video where she had been voted the ugliest girl on the internet. And she looked and saw that video, an 8-second video clip, had 4 million hits. And there were about 4,000 comments. And every single comment on that video clip was a negative one. Every single one was saying, oh, you know, if you want, I'll tell you how to commit suicide. I'll give you the tools how to do it. I'll show you how you can do it. You know, if you need help, you know, you better commit suicide now because it can only be worse with somebody. Anyway, so my son sent me a video of this girl. I guess now she's in her 20s. I don't know, maybe late teens, 18, 19, or 20 or something. She was speaking to a religious group. So she's describing this whole incident. And she's describing how much she felt hurt by it. And she wanted to write a response to every single one of those people who wrote the comments, whatever it was. And then she writes, then she says, she was speaking, she says how, then she decided to look at it differently and say, like, you know, maybe, you know, it actually gave her a whole new perspective on why Hashem gave her that illness in the first place. She's not Jewish, she's, I think, Catholic. She was speaking to a Catholic group. But she was saying how, I now feel like God is very close to me because now I've gone to groups and talked about this story and been able to tell people about bullying and about the dangers of internet stuff. And so Mama, she now feels so close that she actually is happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave her this illness, this deformity, because now she can use the deformity to actually help people to address. It's interesting, on this Gemara, Smechin B'Yisurin, so the Drasha Saran writes, what does it mean? Smech osim me'ava u'smechin b'yisurin. Osim me'ava u'smechin b'yisurin. So the Drasha Saran writes, what does it mean? It means that a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, he realizes that whatever yisurin he has in life, it's nothing compared to what he really deserves. That's osim me'ava u'smechin b'yisurin. Like, I'm happy with the yisurin I have because if the Rebbe Shem would really give me what I deserve, oh boy, I would have gotten like 20 times worse. So Mamish, that video, that's Mamish what the girl was feeling. Like, she says, she was able to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me this terrible, terrible illness. I mean, you just take a look at this girl, see what she has to deal with. It was a terrible illness. But she was besimcha because she can now take those yisurin, take those difficulties, and take all the busha that all these people had heaped on her, all this busha that everyone heaped on her, she was able to hear it because she found the Rabbonu Shlomo and was able to turn it around. So, like, to me, like, when my son sent me that thing, I was anyway thinking today of speaking about this Gemara, about how a person has to be, you have to accept when people make fun of you, not to lash back. What's the connection? So somehow when a person is osim me'ava, that gives you the ability to be ne'elavim ve'enan olvim. You hear what I'm saying? Osin me'ava u'smechin b'yisurin. A person who has the relationship with Hashem, avas Hashem, that even when the yisurin come upon him, he says, "Listen, I really deserve more." Such a person, he knows how to be mehaneh alavim ve'inan olvim. Such a person knows how to be someone who, when they embarrass him or when somebody says negatively about him, he doesn't feel the need to lash back. He doesn't feel that need. And I think that's. I speak all the time about how important it is for people to have a very healthy sense of self-esteem. A healthy sense that when somebody makes fun of you, or somebody puts you down, or somebody accuses you of not doing a good job at something, a person should not let that get to him or feel the need. A person should feel sorry for that person. We work for one boss. The boss that we work for is the Melech Malchim Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said first your wife, then the Melech Malchim Amlachim. You work for two bosses, just your wife and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we work for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We work for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So a person who works for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who has a healthy sense of, I'm doing my best. That doesn't mean we think we're perfect. We're doing our best. We're trying to be good Jews. We're davening. We're learning. We're making brachos. We're doing the best we can. We're trying. Of course, we can always be better. We're going to always try to be better. But a person who has that feeling, O'avav, Kitzeis, Hashemish, Begvaraso, someone who has a close feeling with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why does it bother you that somebody else said something negative about you? Why should that bother you? You should feel sorry for such a person. If somebody feels the need, the only way he can put himself up, Nebuchadnezzar has such low self-esteem, that the only way to put himself up is to put you down. That's the way he makes him feel good about himself. So I think that's what the Gemara means. Ha'ne'alavim ve'enan olvim, shomim charpasim ve'enam yeshivim, osim me'avo smechim b'yisurin. It all goes together. Person who's osim me'avo smechim b'yisurin. What do you mean smechim b'yisurin? Like the Ran says, that if you would only know, that if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would really give me what I deserve, I would have like 20 times worse. So that's what this girl somehow, who has this terrible illness, that her body is severely deformed because of it. She was able to turn the Shomun Cherpasan into, no, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made me this way, There's a reason why the Baruch Shem Yitzchak, it's for me to use it to share further. Or if somebody makes fun of me, or somebody tells me that I'm doing something wrong, I'm supposed to use it. Like the Chovos HaLevavos, he's supposed to use it. Use it for self-improvement, if there's something to improve. If a person makes fun of you, you're supposed to just feel bad for them. If a person tells you you're doing something wrong, so you're supposed to say, well, maybe I am doing something wrong. Maybe I could use it constructively. You have to know how to be able to accept tochacha, to accept tochacha, right? The Chazanish says, nowadays nobody knows how to accept. Everybody's so sensitive, you can't accept tochacha anymore. There's nothing, people don't know how to accept it anymore. They don't know how to accept it. Someone gives you tochacha, you should say, let me see, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And if you're not doing that thing wrong, the Chovos HaLevavos says, if you got the tochacha, the Rebbe Shlom sending you a message that there's something that you're doing wrong, that there's something that you do need to be doing. So, hopefully, as we read the parashios of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, negative speech, slander that happens, so all these psukim are talking about how not to speak these things. But what about when you're on the receiving end? So that's also, there's also a lesson for the people on the receiving end. And the Gemara states clearly, it's a big madrega, don't get me wrong, this is not right. The Gemara says, this is already a big madrega. Those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the strength of the sun shining in the middle of the day, like it's shining right now, but this is the gvura, the middle of the day. Those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to have strength. The sun shines everywhere. The sun, there's no place in the world the sun doesn't shine, it's everywhere. That's a gevaldika message of strength. But someone who could work on his own self-esteem, which comes from relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ohavei Hashem, he could work on that to the degree that he has that strength of character, that strength of that self-confidence. So when somebody else bothers you, you're Hanei Lavan Vein and Olvin. Shomer Chachos and Mishuvin. So hopefully, we should learn how to talk to people. We should learn how to use all the things that happen to us in life as a message to us about how to use it positively, like this girl did. And it's a tremendous, I didn't go into it, because, I mean, it's a tremendous religious message. If you Google ugliest girl on the internet, you'll see the whole thing right away. She talks about how her relationship with that now she has such a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in her life all the time. And as much as this whole maisa just caused her to like discover her own self-esteem, discover her own meaning, discover her own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's l'chaira, a pshat, a little bit what the Bryce is saying. Have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos. Next Thursday, we're still on Bezer Shem. Looking forward. Simcha, Mazel Tov, Rebbe.